We're doing the Avad Chesed. We're up to page Reish Tzadi Gimel in the Zeligman edition. And the Chafetz Chaim had been expanding on the promises that the Talmud tells us for one who visits the sick. The laws of Bikur Cholim, he quoted the Gemara in Nidarim. One visits the sick, he's going to be saved from perdition. If one visits the sick, he has wages in the world to come, not only in this world. He's going to be saved from affliction. He's going to have honor in this world. Many different promises in the Talmud. That was all last time. Sorry, can't go into that. That was last time. Vavonteinu Arabim. But he says, unfortunately, ha'olam mekilim b'mitzvah zo shel bikur cholim. Guys, listen up. He's telling us something which is very relevant to all of us. People are so lenient when it comes to this mitzvah of visiting the sick. When was the last time you saw an adult visiting someone else who was sick? I merited to see Rav David Feinstein going to hospitals to visit the sick. But the average person, when do you see adults going and visiting someone in the hospital or someone who's sick? You hear someone sick, maybe you write them a get well card. Today it's easy, you write them an email, you assume they have access in the hospital, you move on with life. But Bikur Cholim, we've been learning the halachos, the importance of seeing if a person needs something. Here in the Machon, a person who's sick, he needs someone to bring him his food. He doesn't have parents to take care of him. He needs someone to bring him medication. Maybe he needs help finding out what doctor to go to. This is a huge mitzvah. And unfortunately, today, the Chafetz Chaim writes a century ago, people are so lenient when it comes to this biblical mitzvah. Ubiprat im cholehu ani. Specifically, if the guy who's sick has the misfortune of being poor, then the world really forgets about him. I once visited a family where the mother was sick, and the only thing she could eat was baby food. She couldn't eat anything else. That was the only thing in her state that she could eat. And when I came to the house, I said, how much baby food do you guys have in the house? So they said, we got stocks. I said, let me see. So they said, oh, it's stocked away. I said, I want to see the stock. One jar. That one jar. This was the only thing this sick person could eat. And they had one jar left in the house. So they thought they had stocks, or they were embarrassed to say they didn't have stocks. But you're talking about a sick person, and that's the only nourishment they have, and they have one jar left in the house. And I thought to myself, they're living in a frum community. Where's everyone else? We have a responsibility to visit the sick and see that they have what they need. That's the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, and you'd be surprised how often a person is lying in bed. They don't have strength to make a meal. They don't have strength to get the medication or make the phone call sometimes to get the right doctor. Velo yadati tamam, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim says, I don't know what people's logic is on this one. Imishum chiyuva, if people are thinking, do I really have to do this? Halo vadaya chiyuvu. So then I have news for you. Yes, you have to do this. If you're asking yourself, do I have to? The answer is yes. You certainly have to do it if the guy is wealthy, and even more so if the guy is poor. Yes, you have to. It's an obligatory mitzvah. Because when a poor person is sick and no one comes to visit him, in his state, it could really be life-threatening, specifically because he's poor. Because what usually happens is when a person's sick, he can't make more money, and he definitely doesn't have what he needs in order to take care of himself now that he's sick. And he doesn't know how to fund himself through the period of illness. Sometimes he doesn't have the money to call a doctor. Sometimes he doesn't have the money for medication. People mislead themselves. People think because this is a social system here in Israel, so medication is covered. You guys ever hear of Neupogen? It's a shot that oncology patients get right after they get chemo. It's in order to increase the white blood cells. They don't always get what they need from the kupa. You know, expensive from the social system here. You know how expensive one shot is? One shot. If I remember correctly, it's 800 or 1,000 shekel. One shot. We had in this neighborhood a woman who was a cancer patient. She had per month between 30 and 40,000 shekel worth of medication that the kupa didn't cover, that the social system here didn't cover. Medication that she needed. People assume, you know, there's a social system here. They get what they need. No, there are plenty of medications that aren't covered. Should I get you guys annoyed? This was one of the questions that were raised this month when the government insisted that the government must cover free abortions. They said, you got cancer patients dying and you can't cover their medication, but you're going to cover free abortions for any woman who asks? Food for thought.
Did it go through?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not even talking from a religious perspective. I'm talking from an ethical perspective. Obviously, religiously, we have other issues with it.
Well, we've got... Test people
to get cancer. Oh, my God. ובפרט בימי החורף שהקור חזק מגיע לנפשו הנדקת, specifically in the winter, when a person who's sick is sitting in the cold, and the cold, the bitter cold, enters his depressed soul, וגם דאגותיו העצומות מצטרפות לזה, and his worries are piling up on top of the cold, בירותו שהוא שוכב על ארז דווי זה כמה ימים, ואין מי שיפתח את דלתיו לפקוח עליו לאחיותו. A person's lying in bed sick. No one comes in to see how he's doing. So then on top of his financial worries and the cold and the difficulties he has, there's the feeling no one cares. No one's coming to check how he's doing. כל אלו הדברים מחלישים את כוחות נפשו. So that affects him emotionally as well. ומחזקים את מחלתו. And they make his disease even worse. Today, people get most of what they need in a hospital. So what are you going to do when you visit a guy in the hospital? So let me tell you, we say today that the difference between someone in a hospital bed who has accompaniment and someone who doesn't have accompaniment can easily be the difference between life and death. Because the nurses are overworked, and very often there can be symptoms which the nurses won't notice. An IV comes out, and the guy's starting to have a fever, an infection, and by the time the nurses notice, he could be fighting for his life, and it's not their fault. The nurses are doing what they can. The guy's buzzing his buzzer, but there are 15 other guys who are buzzing their buzzers. This guy says it's too cold in my room. This guy says my light keeps blinking on and off. They all have legitimate reasons, but the 15th guy, his life is in danger. But by the time they get them, who knows what might happen? To the point where almost always, we will allow a person to be mechallel Shabbos, to go along with a sick person so that the person has someone at his side. And you guys have to realize that as Olim Chadashim, you need this even more. You need it for yourself. You need it for your compadre. Your friend needs it too. More than once, I've sent people on Shabbos to a hospital to be with someone because I was concerned that the situation was severe. And the person, either the parent or the patient, didn't speak the language well enough. And that can be a difference of life and death. And that's part of your responsibility to be there for your friends and to know that you need your friends. If you have to be hospitalized, don't go alone. I have a friend who had a heart attack. He went all alone to the hospital. Where I don't want to speak about him, but I didn't think that was too brainy a move. You know, they're putting him under. They're going to operate. Who's going to call all the shots? So they put in a stent and they do all kinds of procedures on Shabbos and the guy doesn't want to bother anyone. No, you don't go to a hospital alone. This idea of Bikur Cholim is relevant. You shouldn't need it in your lives, but the nature of life is that you do. So you have to be there for your friends and you have to go. You have to make sure you don't go alone either. Person needs to have other people with him, even if he's in a hospital and they're dealing with all the medical issues. But sometimes you need someone to ask one more question or to help you remember all the questions you had or to help you write down the symptoms or another pair of ears to hear the doctor. Very often people underestimate what happens when you talk to a doctor. Well, statistics show that within the first 3 minutes after you walk out of the doctor's office, you forget close to 50% of what the doctor said. So he's giving you instructions, and you're not recording it with an MP3 player or writing it down. So I say record it. Don't tell him you're recording it, because then he'll be all uptight. Who knows? You'll take him to court. Keep a quiet recorder in your pocket, but record it so you know what he said. Take notes. Write down what you have to ask. Most people don't write down their questions, don't write down their symptoms. And then by the time they hit the doctor, they can't remember what they meant to ask. They ask 30% of what they had in mind. So you keep a notepad and you write it down. You write down your questions, you write down your symptoms. And then you come to the doctor, you know what to talk about. And then you write down what he has to say. Very important to have two sets of ears there. Two people listening to the doctor. When my wife and I leave a doctor's office, we rarely agree on what the doctor said. Rarely.
But,
I haven't done it yet. I'm sure I know what he said until I. But sometimes I record. I've met with doctors where I recorded the conversations, and then I go over it and I say, okay, there was A or B or C, which I thought they said this, but they really said that. It's very important. Yes.
Usually with mitzvah, it isn't a reaction. Well, it isn't you need to wait for something. Like, you don't need to wait for somebody else to learn Torah, for yourself to learn Torah, but you need to wait for your friend to get really sick for him to be in the hospital for you to visit him.
But if your friend's sick here at the Mahon, he needs you to bring him a meal. Every month you have another guy undergoing circumcision here. They're in bed. They need someone to get them their Optalkin, their painkillers. Sometimes they need someone to go to the pharmacy and get new bandages. Sometimes they need someone to go with them to the circumcision just to accompany them back. These are things I've done, but I can't go with every guy because sometimes we have three a month. You know, I think that as friends, it's part of what you guys should be doing for one another. Coming back to the Chafetz Chaim, he says, don't underestimate this. That feeling of loneliness can actually make a person's illness worse to the point of death, where a person's both depressed and cold. He doesn't have people to help him out. I had a phenomenal story last year. A person had to undergo a very dangerous operation. There was one hospital, a big hospital in Texas, that did this operation twice a week. Other hospitals were averaging once every month or two. So you'd think the doctors who are doing this twice a week are far more competent than the doctors who are doing it every other month. Right? Makes sense. They are the experts. Okay, when we consulted with doctors, the patient kept saying, I want to go by a hospital near my house so that post-op, right after the operation, I can be back at work. I can be in my own surroundings. I don't want to be in a hospital bed where I don't know anyone. And even if I'm feeling all better 2 weeks later, I'm in a hotel room waiting to complete my recovery, or I'm a guest at someone's house. I don't want it. I want to be next to my work. I want to be in my bed, in my house. And all the doctors across the board agreed that his mental state and his claim, I want to be next to work so I can continue life, carried more weight than the expertise of the doctors in this expert hospital. All the doctors we consulted with, they all said that a person's spirits have such a high impact on their recovery rate that don't assume you're benefiting anything by moving him to this other hospital. Nope. Keep him where he wants to be. Again, hands down. All doctors agreed. So this idea that the Chafetz Chaim says that when we can affect a person's spirit, when they're going to be happier, feel more confident, that's going to help their recovery, well, carries a lot of weight in today's medicine too.